Back to London, where overnight an inquiry has been promised into how Grenfell Towers burned the way it did, why none of the warnings appear to have been listened to. 17 confirmed dead, 17 remain in critical condition in hospital, but the fire service still saying the toll will rise.
The core of it is structurally sound at the moment, so the firefighters have been going in. They can't progress into the rooms in the flats. The size of this building, it could take weeks. I want to be realistic, this is a very long process.
A lot of questions around the cladding. Of course, fire brigade's already had a bit of a look.
They've been into where we believe the flat of origin was. They've already done some initial investigations that will be ongoing with police colleagues now. So that started right from yesterday.
LBC's Vincent McAvaney is in London for us. Vincent, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How much fallout for the councils and the government over the investment and the warnings? They got trouble here?
Well, I've been there for most of the last 48 hours, and I was at one of the hospitals early this morning talking to doctors there about the patients that they were treating, the injuries they had. And then I went back to the scene, to the tower, and there was definitely a mood change through the day. Now, there was a big appeal yesterday for people to come to donate toiletries, clothing, bedding, anything to help try to get these people back on their feet. That all turned up in its mounds overnight. There was piles of it all around the neighbourhood. And then there was a call for visitors, for volunteers to go and help out, sort things out. By the end of the afternoon, they were asking us not to encourage people to go down there anymore, but to donate to the page that's been set up for donations. But as the day went on and no one from the council appeared, and I really have not seen anyone there for the last 2 days whatsoever. This has entirely been a community-led response. Yeah. People asking serious questions about why, in the fifth richest country in the world, in the richest borough in the entire country, you have this lackluster response from authorities. And local people who are going through the loss of friends and family and loved ones are having to organise their own response to this tragedy.
It's amazing. What about the other buildings and what they might find? A major inquiry there?
A major inquiry now underway. We're getting mixed messages about what actually happened. Only small amounts of information coming out from the authorities. We understand that it was a fridge on the third or fourth floor that exploded. Now, what's interesting about that is there has been a history of power surges in this building. In 2013, there were a number of them. And last year, the building was refurbished. It was done by a company which is now being looked at about the work that they've done in other properties as well. And it's thought that they had breached all kinds of health and safety standards, fire regulations. The residents had repeatedly gone to the council, gone to other authorities to say that the work simply wasn't good enough. They've documented all of this in blogs, and they warned that something like this might happen. Now, talking to residents that lived in the building, they said that fire doors weren't working properly. There was no alarm system. There was no sprinkler. And it seems as well that there may be some fault on the part of the fire service. Initially, they have what's called a stay-put policy. They were going up and down the building telling people to stay in their flats. For some people, we now know that meant that they didn't get out alive. It's thought that those on the sort of top three floors, definitely the top two, perhaps even the top three, that no one from there has survived.
We will stay in touch, Vincent. It's a long and tricky investigation, I'm sure. Vincent McAvaney, who is with LBC in London.